com.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. You take control and bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
Log on. Check out the updates. All you have to do is give us your email address, and we'll send you all the news, like when we put up new Shriners or when we get a new affiliate. All the important things going on with Free Talk Live, you'll know. It doesn't come very often, maybe an update every other week, something like that.
Get your Terry talk in now tonight. She won't be around long.
God. Free Talk Live is
unfortunately.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org. And this perfect example of Free Talk Live and how we really have our... we try to have our finger on the pulse of our listeners here. We just let you call in and literally bring up anything. Somebody called in last hour and brought up Terry Schiavo, and now we can't stop the phone calls from
coming in. But you'll note that most talk shows are like, we don't want to talk about this anymore. They dump everyone who wants to talk about Terry. No, we'll just keep going.
Let's go to Rusty in Montreal, Canada. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing? Let's get back to point, as they say in the NBA. Let's get back to Venezuela.
Okay.
And what blows my mind is, why is America telling Venezuela, freely elected president, what his particular politics should be? Maybe it's about oil and their importance to North America.
Well, the answer seems obvious to me, because we've got lots of guns and tanks and things that we can blow up.
I think we would tell just about any old country that was getting a shipment of 100,000 AK-47s that we didn't like it. Except maybe some of the Western...
Colombia is buying 100,000 AK-47s from us. Maybe if we were buying them, if he was buying them from us and not dealing with Castro, who are we to tell what government who they're going to be friends with?
Clearly they're buying AR-15s, but...
they're buying more than that, I'm sure, because maybe they see it coming down the road. Listen, we just invaded Iraq. We're going to invade Syria and Iran. Mm-hmm. And you guys are 25 years old, and it's just a matter of some scam, some national disaster when they're going to reinstate the draft for young bullet catchers like yourself.
Ain't nobody going to force me on an aircraft carrier.
That's those guys. I'm 35, just so you know.
You know what? Canada's cut out the conscientious objector, the asylum hook. There's some young guy that just got rejected. That's one of the deals U.S. done. So I think either Europe or maybe Asia.
I like Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires has a long tradition of hiding political dissidents.
Brazil. You have a child in Brazil, they can't extradite you. But this is really short-term reality.
I say forget hiding out. Let's just all stand up and say no. Let them put us all in jail. Go ahead.
But I agree with you, but that's one thing. But remember, let's say the 60s. There's only 5% of the young population that actually created the 60s. People, that's the biggest myth. Not everybody was hippies. They were trying to get jobs.
Mm.
So it's going to be 5% of you young people.
I hope there's even 5%, Rusty.
Yeah, well, true, too. Catching bullets. And they're going to force you now. And my point is this. The perfect example of U.S. hypocrisy is Panama and Colombia, two of the most despicable states historically in Central America. Drug laundering, money, the transportation of drugs that went on under our nose, our two protected satellite states for the last, 50, 60 years? Transparency International called Colombia, and this beats Russia, the Ukraine, all these great countries, Pakistan, as the most corrupt country in the world and the kidnapped capital of the world. They're our perfect war on drugs satellite state. So if Chavez says, I don't want to go that route, can you blame him?
Who's Chavez?
Chavez is the leader of...
He's the president of Venezuela. Think about it, guys. Now, if he want to buy weapons to protect himself because maybe he sees the writing on the wall, remember Nicaragua and Guatemala?
Yeah, right. Doesn't want to... Right.
Okay, let's get real.
And El Salvador.
You can go back in history through the 20s and 30s how we got the Panama Canal. Historically, those people in that part of the world know a little bit more about U.S. intervention, and he has a lot of oil money at $55 a barrel.
There's certainly a lot of people. Yeah, that's a great point, man. Thanks for the call, Rusty.
No problem.
Good one as usual. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to John in Rhode Island. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
John, you're on with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello, John.
How you doing?
Great.
I'm going to comment on the Terry Schiavo.
Yes, you are.
I am. You have to excuse me. I'm a little nervous. I've never called a radio show before.
Hey, we like it when you're first-timers. Come on.
Okay, well,
give it up.
It just bothers me, all the talk about her as though she is actually a vegetable. You guys are repeating it. The news repeats it. Everyone,
what does persistent vegetative state mean to you?
What it means is that it's been repeated over and over. It's not accurate. It's not... There's really two people who have commented originally that said that of her. There's, in the meanwhile, there are real experts in the field. Last time, maybe a week ago, it was like 33 already who had come forward to say this woman is not vegetative. Dr. Hammersbar or something like that.
Yes.
Anyway, he was nominated for a Nobel Prize.
Nobel Prize nominees are not announced. You would not know if you were nominated for a Nobel Prize. I'm sorry. There's no way to say that. That is false.
Yeah, let me...
Well, maybe my information there is false.
No. His credentials are false. Your information's correct, except that you believe that his false credentials, and there's a lot of false stuff out there. The woman's state is persistent and vegetative.
Let me get a word in here. She apparently has the mental capacity of a 9-month-old, I think, or whatever, something like that.
She doesn't.
She can react to, she has about the emotional reaction of a ficus plant. She'll go and have reactions if you wave, you'll make a lot of motion in front of her and whatnot. She'll gurgle and burble and whatnot.
But all of it's a non-issue, though. Let's get down to the real issue. John, do you think that people should be taxed in order to keep Terry Schiavo alive?
No, actually, what I think is that her settlement money should be used for her rehabilitation.
She can't be rehabilitated. Her brain has dissolved itself. There is no coming back for her.
Many experts who disagree with that.
No, she has been taken to court. The doctors, never coming back.
This
Her brain
is the
has
danger of this case. We don't get to decide this. This is the husband's opportunity to decide. Now, I think he's dead-ass wrong for not turning over her treatment to her parents, but that doesn't matter. Beyond that, it's his place to decide.
Do you agree or disagree with that, John?
Do I disagree with it being his place to decide?
Yeah.
Absolutely, I do. Under these circumstances, yes.
So you don't believe in the sanctity of marriage?
He's living outside of marriage.
Please, that was 15 years ago,
and you know what?
So then he should give up his interest there. But he's not, because he's going to collect insurance on this whole deal.
What? Really?
Yeah.
He's been offered at least $1 million.
Yeah.
From what I heard,
there's no way she had $1 million worth of insurance.
The first settlement was $1.5 million, or $1.3 million.
That was a settlement. That doesn't have anything to do with insurance.
It was meant for her rehabilitation.
I understand.
It was meant for her care. She's been denied that.
It's all gone.
Well, the people who are denying her the care are the Florida government or the U.S. government.
No. He worked in that hospital as a nurse, where she is right now. He still does. He ordered no rehabilitation for her. She's never had any rehabilitation, and she's in the past already demonstrated the ability to eat, and with training she could eat.
You know what?
He was just as bad. They said he wasn't gonna be able to eat on his own. He was never gonna be able to speak or walk. The guy, my grandmother just gave him range of motion therapy for,
swallowing?
Hours all the day. Huh?
Swallowing is a reflexive action. It is something that occurs in the brain stem, not
John,
in the
you
cerebellum.
Got 10 seconds.
Okay, well, I could only keep repeating what I'm saying.
Obviously, John, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We got Mark in Florida hanging on. Your calls as well. Take control of the show. And if you don't want to talk about Terry, please change the topic. We will otherwise. Coming up, this is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. You take control, bring up anything, anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got the archive section, last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in required. There's no membership fee. You just go get them. You can even sign up for our podcast and cast your vote for Free Talk Live, which would be much appreciated. Again, all that at freetalklive.com. We can't get away from this Terry Schiavo thing. People keep calling about it, and since this is the show about your calls, we're going to go back to them. Let's go to Mark in Florida. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, good evening.
I don't know where to begin because you guys obviously have your mind made up. I work at home, and I have time to read a lot, and I've followed this thing carefully, read dozens and dozens of articles. The last caller was wrong about one thing. She did receive therapy right up until Michael Schiavo won his first $1.2 million award, and then he immediately cut it off. I have read writings by nurses, call them a column, or an article. They treated Carrie. She responded. She was not in a coma. She was not persistently vegetative. The only doctor, there's only one doctor that said that, and he is pro-euthanasia. And the judge refused to listen to any of the dozens of other qualified testimony, the doctors, the therapists that were treating her, the nurses that took care of her.
Here's one thing about it is certainly whatever side you agree with, you can find a lot of facts to support it. And I would be willing to assert that there's a lot of strategic disinformation out on both sides, that some of the, and you know, the nurses that say these things, you can find somebody that'll say anything. But the fact of the matter is, in this particular case, that the law states that Michael Schiavo gets to make the decision. And I kind of like that. I mean, you know, when you pledge to marry somebody, you give your life to them. And now he wants to, you know, it's his strong belief that she would not want to be in this condition. And I don't think anybody would. Would you want to be in this condition? I mean, what would you want your family to do?
First of all, she's not in a coma or persistent vegetative state. Second of all,
a lot of doctors have said she's in a persistent vegetative state, and only one has said otherwise. One doctor said otherwise.
One. Okay, I read a lot of different stuff you did. I read the only doctor he listened to was the guy from Minnesota who's pro-euthanasia.
No, what about all the doctors that treated the woman and the people at the hospice and all that stuff?
What I want to know is at what point, again, all of this is non-essential to the issue, and we got bogged down in it with John's call, and I don't want to get lost in it with your call, Mark. I want to bring it down to the real issue. Now, what I want to know is, according to what I read this afternoon, and again, like you said, man, which could be a lot of misinfo out there, according to what I read this afternoon, it is the state government that is footing the tab, therefore the taxpayers, to keep Terry Schiavo alive. When we were keeping her alive, which is why they got to make the decision to pull the plug. It wasn't necessarily the husband's choice or the family's choice. It was the state's choice. So at what point did Michael Schiavo stop paying for the treatment and the state pick it up? That's what I want to know. How long has she been being taken care of by the state?
Well,
does anyone know the answer?
15 years.
So nobody.
I can't
so the
answer
state
that
has always been,
for sure.
The state has always been paying to keep this woman alive?
If he were to use the money, as he testified in court, that he needed to pay for his wife's therapy for the rest of his life, as soon as he was awarded it, then the therapy stopped. Then she was just warehoused.
I can't believe that only $1.5 million was awarded in, because $1.5 million isn't going to go very far in rehabilitative therapy. Would you agree?
In 93, it probably would have gone a lot further. And she was responding to therapy. She could respond to therapy. If she got therapy, she's been denied it for 12 years.
How would you propose to free her from this tyrannical husband of hers?
I'd turn her back over to her parents. Who
and then you would destroy the sanctity of marriage in the United States of America? Because I say that if you get to do that, we should have gay marriage. It should be a fair trade.
I have no opinion on gay marriage. I don't think somebody who's not in a coma, not in a prevention, you know, persistent vegetative state should be murdered, actually. I mean, that's a horrible way to die.
It's not
murder.
Let me
ask you, you've read a lot of information. Have you read the information that has said that most of her cerebellum has dissolved and been replaced with spinal fluid?
Nope.
Okay, you've never read that.
I
think that you need to read more and stop with the internet sites, because I think what you need to do is you need to do a little bit more research, because what I've read has suggested that her brain has dissolved.
Where do I find that? I'd be happy to read any.
I say it's both sides. This is some of the misinformation on the other side. I doubt that that's so.
I've watched the videos, man.
How in the world
at her.
Could
she
her brain,
like somebody whose brain
turn to spinal fluid?
Because what happens
is, I saw her laugh at her father's joke. She listened to his jokes.
Now, that's not fair either, because the fact is, if you take 4 seconds of footage, I mean, you know, I can sit in there and I can make
several minutes.
The thing is they've got several clips, and, you know, sure, she'll follow a balloon if you track it for 4 seconds, but then the rest of the footage on that video, she's just looking all over the place
right, and
hollering.
She probably laughs all the
now,
time.
Almost what you're suggesting is that she has some sort of higher intelligence there, locked away, and yet she's somehow unable to express it because of her disability. No, what...
And like Kate Holder, 5 years ago, was in Terry's state, and because she got therapy, and her husband happened to be a good lawyer, stopped them from taking her feeding tube. She is now fine and healthy and
She was only in for 40 days.
Yeah, the difference is that brain cells do not regrow.
Man, I'm so glad you guys are following this case, because I pay no attention to it whatsoever. I don't know any of these
facts.
I'm
so tired of it at this point.
Yeah, I really am myself.
There's nothing that any of us are going to do.
I think
poor lady's going to starve to death tomorrow.
What we're doing here is we're giving the state the power to decide when we're going to die. When
that's your opinion. That's your opinion, because you know what?
So.
The state is just not... They're not determining it.
They're not
killing her. Everyone keeps saying, they're killing her.
No,
she's already dead. They're just allowing her to die.
The state is deciding. Yeah, the state is making an active choice to remove. That was the state that made that choice to remove the tube.
That's it.
It's the state that's been paying to keep her alive. And the reason why the state is able to make this decision is because we've all said it's okay. At some point, we elected Republicans and Democrats who went ahead and said, well, you know, we need to make it so the state can take care of people. The state needs to take care of all these people in the hospital. Forget private health care. Forget private marriage. Let's have the state control everything. And so because we live in this statist big government society is the reason why we're in this situation today. If the state wasn't in control of marriage, this whole scene would probably be totally different. It would not be as contentious.
You've exactly made a great part of the point of what's wrong with this problem, because
this is why I want
to
make sure that
when you and I will die, when we become inconvenient or expensive.
Right, Mark. This is why I want to make sure we can touch on this before this whole show is over tonight, because I don't want to make it sound like everybody hates each other or disagrees. The problems here are all because of the state. The people who are supporting the tube being reinserted are supporting taxpayers being threatened with death to keep this woman alive. The people who are supporting the pulling of the tube are supporting taxpayers being threatened with death to support this welfare system.
Huh? Did Michael ever get his money?
I don't know.
What, the $1.5 million from the insurance?
Yeah.
Or not the insurance, the settlement for the
malpractice. Malpractice.
Correct, yes, he got that.
He got that.
Correct.
Where'd that money go?
Oh, my God. It's been 15 years, man. Or it's been 10 years.
Mark, we got to run. 10
okay,
seconds.
All right, well,
10 seconds.
I enjoyed it. I've never heard you guys before. It was interesting.
Thank you.
Well, keep listening,
Thank
Mark.
You.
We talk about other things, too. So keep listening.
Okay.
You'll probably agree with us on a few
everything.
Other issues.
I might call you back.
Thanks, Mark. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're finally done with the Terry calls for now. Anything goes on this show, though. Take control.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycus with today's Car Clinic Minute. Red Rover, Red Rover. Historically, that's child's play. But today's version of this exercise is sending its objects right over more than a playground. Stay tuned, and I'll tell you what's roving on the red planet Mars. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Red Rover, Red Rover. Send Mary right over. Meant Mary ran from the other side of the playground. But today, Rover, the vehicle that runs over the surface of Mars, leapt from Earth to the Red Planet in a spaceship. Like its Earth-bound counterparts, Rover landed softly in an environment with 8 times the gravity of Earth, thanks to an airbag. Then, activated within minutes of landing, Twin Rover scouted the entire Martian surface within 90 sols, Martian days, and sent across a span of solar system photos that look much like a clay playground. From the center of the automotive universe, I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Literally anything goes, you can hijack the airwaves. Again, 1-800-259-9231. But if you're not on the phones, that means we have to bring stuff up. And now that all the Terry Schiavo calls are done and clear and over with, and everyone's gotten to yell at each other tonight, we can talk about something different. Chaos, as a matter of fact. According to dictionary.com, it's defined as a condition or place of great disorder or confusion, a disorderly mass, a jumble, etc. Would you describe this whole Schiavo situation as a bit chaotic?
Chaos might be a word that I would come up with.
Is everyone confused? Disordered?
Certainly confusion and disorder is all abounds in this case.
Indeed, and we've got the government presiding over this whole situation. Now, the point that's going to be made here by a site called libertyforall.net is that a lot of times us libertarian types are accused of, well, wanting chaos because we want to get government out of people's lives, right? And government creates order, supposedly.
Supposedly.
Well, here's a perfect example, this whole Schiavo thing, where obviously order has not been created by the government. And the old line is, well, if it weren't for the government, we'd have nothing but chaos. Well, this guy says, fair enough. Maybe it's time for us libertarian types to take another look at this whole government versus chaos thing. The component of your retirement plan is to buy a house and have it paid off by the time you're ready to extract your nose from the grindstone. The idea is that you can afford to live on a reduced income without monthly house payments. But what if you end up without a house as well? While your savings are being munched by the Pac-Man of inflation, your property taxes are feeding the hungry hippo. Your city, county, fire, hospital, school, parks and recreation, metro planning, special crime fighting, rapid transit, stadium, water, sewer, recycling, garbage collection, tax assessment boards all need money so that they can hire more civil servants to figure out more ways to tax your property until your tax bill becomes as bloated as this sentence. Once you retire, you'll discover that your property taxes are indeed higher than the first house payment you made 30 years ago. If you're lucky, you'll be able to sell the house for enough to cover the taxes and still be able to move into your grandson's 82 minibus. That's economic chaos, courtesy of your various friendly homegrown governments. An example of government creating chaos. Of course, the wrecking ball of eminent domain could get you first. Eminent domain's a bureaucratic legal term that means we can take any house, anywhere, anytime, and give you whatever price we say is fair. This ain't your grandfather's eminent domain, which was only used for public works like roads, sewers, and various rights of way. Today, it's a tool of the infamous public-private partnership ploy, and we talk about it quite a bit on this show. That's where local politicians... today, local politicians conspire with money moguls against individual citizens to take their homes. Everybody has to move, period. But how do you box up a lifetime of memories? How do you pack the doorframe with your children's penciled-in growth marks? Politicians take campaign contributions from corporations to condemn property so they can get reelected, so they can get more campaign contributions to condemn more property. That's government property rights chaos for you. And he goes on here, 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Fred in Kansas City. Fred, you've taken control of the show. It is Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Gentlemen, I got just a quick statement here. Maybe it's a question more than anything. If I would have walked into Terry's room and I would have shot her just seconds prior to the judge to say, pull the tube, what do you think I'd have been charged with?
Murder. I think you would have gotten murder.
Goodbye, guys.
Thanks, dude. 1-800-259. That was a good question. Going on with...
It was just like, it was totally off point, though.
No, wait.
It makes a point. He's making the point that she's not being murdered.
I don't know. It's like the... Exactly.
Right, that's the point he's making. He's saying she's not being murdered because if you went in and shot her, you'd be charged with murder.
Maybe that's what he was saying. I'm not quite sure. You know, someone else I heard on a show today make the point that, you know, if you went around and asked Americans if they wanted to starve to death, what do you think? How do you think they'd answer? It's like... You know, if they would make the choice to starve to death, it's like, well, that logic is so stupid.
I think if you asked Americans if they'd want to be in Terry's state, that they'd all say, no, kill me.
Well, yeah, exactly. But somebody went ahead and asked the question. You know, if you went and asked Americans if they'd starved, I mean, it's like it's faulty logic. You know, it's using that type of logic it's just nonsense. You know, it's just nonsense, and those types of arguments are just. You know, I don't know. I don't like to get into them.
Let's not. 1-800-259-9231. So would you prefer asset forfeiture? If the narcs get an anonymous tip that might even conceivably associate you in any way with officially disapproved chemical compounds, you're a goner. Based solely on that suspicion, not being charged, not being arrested, and not even being convicted, everything you own can be seized. And he's absolutely right about that. Your house, your cars, your furnishings, your bass boat, your Pac-Man nibbled retirement to seize your property and auction it off so they can afford to hire more cops and seize more. Welcome to the government's right to a fair trial chaos. All sounding orderly to anybody? And I haven't even gotten to the government's war on private health care, or its war against educational freedom, or the war against handguns. But let's say you're lucky. You've somehow managed to keep your house, and you're cozied up snug and warm in your bed. You don't know that there are a dozen very large people gathered on your front lawn, trampling your petunias. They festooned in paramilitary Kevlar from jackboot to tinted helmet visor, and they're stoned on adrenaline and testosterone. They bash in your door with a custom door basher. They scream letters from an alphabet soup can like FBI and DEA and BATF and challenge you to the children's tag game of freeze. They point muzzles of seriously lethal weaponry in your face. They drag you out of bed dressed only in your boxer shorts with the little red hearts and cupids and cuff your wrists behind your back. Then they spend the next 3 hours ransacking your house from soap dish to bread box. Eventually, someone with keys and bad breath removes your handcuffs with a muttered, "Oops." Wrong house.
Oh, my God.
It's at this precise moment that I want you to turn to your partner in home ownership and say, libertarians are always bashing government. If it weren't for government, we'd have nothing but chaos.
Did that happen?
Yeah. What? Did things like that happen? Absolutely. They happen all the time.
I was just wondering if you had, a specific instance.
Of the Cupids and the Hearts? Not specifically that one, but that story happens quite frequently. We've reported on different iterations of that various times over the 2-year-plus history that we've been on the air with Free Talk
Live. Yes, we have.
People, all the time, the cops will get the wrong address, raid the house next door, and in some cases, people don't end up getting out of it.
Yeah.
They end up dying.
Dead.
Yeah, because they went for their wallet to get their driver's license or made some move that some trigger-happy cop didn't like and ended up shooting him. Talk about chaotic.
Yeah, so, oopsie.
I think the point of the article is quite poignant that with government we have chaos. With government we have all kinds of conflict and strife. And it's a myth that the government creates order. It doesn't, as a matter of fact. It just pretends to. It acts as though it's doing something beneficial, and in reality, it's just fleecing us all, and we're all suckers, basically. We need to stand up and stop this, because it's going to keep happening. They're going to keep raiding the wrong houses, especially once they start doing terror checks. Once we have another terrorist attack here in the United States, and then they decide that, well, now everybody's a suspect because this time it was some white guys that did it, and now we're going to have to go and randomly check everybody's houses. But it's to keep you safe.
Well, I'd like to show how the FBI is keeping folks safe.
Okay. Yeah. FBI.
FBI.
I'm sure they're really on the job.
The FBI admitted Saturday they accidentally gave back classified documents to the American translator who pleaded guilty to taking them from the U.S. prison camp in Guantanamo Bay in Cuba.
Well, how'd they do that?
We'll find out.
Finish it
coming up.
1-800, those silly guys are just too busy eating donuts. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And don't forget to get interactive with us.
Hey, what about me?
Oh, sorry.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Are you still here? All right.
What an incredible jerk you are.
FreeTalkLive.com is where you need to go. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We had a lady give us a call earlier tonight. She promised she was going to send us, I believe it was Amira, she was going to send us her photo, and she did. So she's going to be our newest Shriner.
I bet she's sorry she sent the photo now that you can't even remember her name. Thanks for the photo, whoever you are.
Amira, it was her first time calling in. She's a rock and roll disc jockey. So I told her to play some
stuff. She said she was attractive, and I agree.
All right, 800-259. So she's going up on the site hopefully tonight, and we'll send out an update to let you know when that happens. If you're on the updates list at freetalklive.com.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's toll-free 1-888-532-4604. Or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
So, man, what you're going to enlighten us to the FBI and one of the silly, silly things they've done recently.
Well, apparently they admitted Saturday that they accidentally gave classified documents back to the American translator who pleaded guilty to taking them from the U.S. prison camp at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba in the first place.
Oh.
Ahmed I'm sorry, I'm not so good with these Arabian names. Ahmed Fadi Mahalba, who was released from jail earlier this month, contacted the FBI's Boston office Tuesday after he realized the agents had inadvertently given him the compact disc containing the secret files along with his personal property. Mahalba had the disc in his possessions for only a matter of hours before the FBI retrieved it, said the assistant U.S. attorney, Michael Ricciuti. Someone in the bureau obviously made a serious mistake. Malba's lawyer, Michael Andrews, said that the FBI's mistake was very upsetting to his client. I'm upset. I think I'm going to have to sue. The FBI's Boston Bureau disclosed its error in a press release on Saturday. The FBI spokeswoman, Gail, said the desk wasn't labeled secret, as all classified data should be, because prosecutors had to keep it in the same condition as it was when it was seized from Mahalba. Authorities haven't said what type of information was stored on the disk, other than it concerns national defense. Let's see. Mahalba, an Egyptian-born U.S. citizen who was working as a civilian Arabic translator in Guantanamo, was arrested at Boston's Logan International Airport after the customs agents found the disk in his possession. The disk, 132 found in his luggage, contained hundreds of documents labeled secret or secret no foreign. Apparently no fornicating allowed with these discs, meaning no foreign government was allowed to see them.
Ah.
The disc itself wasn't labeled classified. The last month, Mahalba pleaded guilty to one count of unauthorized possession of classified materials and two counts of lying to federal investigators, and was sentenced to 20 months in prison.
And
he was given credit for time served and was released on March the 10th.
And when he walked out of the jail, they gave him the CD back.
Right. That's well, apparently there were 132 CDs. He
got
one of them back. Yes. Interesting. Mahalba told the judge he had exercised very poor judgment in taking the disc from the base, but meant no harm.
1-800-259-9231.
So this is, you know, FBI keeping you safe.
They're just a bureaucracy, just like every other one of them, and they're nothing more than, you know, the post office version of police. I mean, they're like the post office. I like what Harry Brown says about the military, the post office in fatigues, but I can't figure out a version of it for the FBI. The post office in blue jackets.
In suits.
Yeah, suits. There you go. 1-800-259-9231. Hey, somebody mentioned the money system earlier tonight. We actually had an email about it, so let's get to it. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. This one from Chris. He says, the subject line, Ian, you're wrong. Hey, guys. Okay, my subject was just meant
to
just meant to catch your eye, so you're not actually wrong.
Surprise.
He just wrote that to get me to open the email. Just a bit ambiguous and misleading, I think, and it should be noted. I open all the emails. So here goes. First off, I just started listening to your show last week. Congratulations, Chris.
I thought he was going to say, it should be noted, I'm never wrong.
I've admitted to being wrong on this show before. And I immediately signed on to the BBS. It's wicked, he says, about our BBS at freetalklive.com. And I encourage others to get off their butts and sign up. Be careful, though. It is addictive. Anyway, back to my point. I've heard you mention many times when it comes to the creation of money that it's done by the feds. I think for many who have no idea about the creation of money, it sounds like it's done by the government. But I'm sure you know that it's not done by the federal government, but instead by the Federal Reserve, which is private. The U.S. has a fiat money supply, and that it's extremely dangerous and has already proven to be detrimental to its people, especially the poor. And I should make it clear that if I've slipped and said feds, I don't think I meant to. I usually say the Fed, which is the short version of Federal Reserve. So I could see how he might have gotten confused. But yes, on Free Talk Live, we're definitely aware that the Federal Reserve is not officially a government business,
well,
if you will.
But it's a quasi-government agency.
It's government-approved, government-sanctioned.
They originally came into being back when the government cared a bit more about following the Constitution,
right,
and its existence is unconstitutional, so they created this private organization.
So if we've said feds, didn't mean to, it was probably just a slip of the tongue. Fed is how we normally describe it. And absolutely, we need to get back to a silver standard, which is why we're huge fans of the Liberty Dollar on this show. You can learn more about that at dollar.freetalklive.com. Chris says he loves the show, and he says we should keep the archives free, and we're going to do that, Chris. Coming back with more. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite!
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. Specially designed to improve your health, come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Hour number two, getting near to the end of things for this evening. But we do it six nights a week, Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 Eastern. And we also have our live Saturday show from 7 to 10 Eastern, all that evening time. And we spend it with you live six nights a week. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there and much, much more. But let's go to the phones. It's a show about your calls, and you can literally bring up whatever's on your mind. Martin in Europe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, good evening. One aspect we're not considering here is that Mrs. Schiavo is dying in great pain. I mean, even if we had a dog. And
Are you Mrs. Schiavo? Do you know that for sure?
Pardon?
She's actually doped up on a lot of morphine, so she can't be in great pain.
No, you are in pain when you die of thirst, because there's internal pain.
But she's on so much morphine, I don't think that she can feel anything.
Well, no, but you shouldn't give morphine to hide the pain. And one other aspect which I want to say is
she could be in pain, but she's not really.
She could be, but would you give her the benefit of the doubt since she can't speak? You can't speak for her, she can't speak, so you give her the benefit of the doubt. Mr. The father of this woman.
Well, the figures that you take this position, Martin. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Malta in Europe, and you have to be aware that over here it doesn't look very good. I do not think of any civilized society we should allow a which would allow that process.
Hey, Martin, is it civilized to point guns at people and take their money from them?
No, that's very wrong.
Okay, well then hold on, Martin. Hold on a second, because the people who are arguing on both sides of this issue are really arguing to take people's money at gunpoint and keep the... One of them are arguing to keep her alive. The other are arguing to take money from people at gunpoint in order so they can control people's lives.
Listen, everybody is willing to give money to others. This is what makes us human. You are denying the right of a father to give water to his child. This is not done in the worst country in the world.
I'm not denying anybody's right, Martin. Who's denying it?
Martin, she can't ingest that water.
Listen.
Martin, the people who are denying it are the U.S. government, the state government. Yes. They're the ones that are denying it, not Free Talk Live.
That is wrong. That makes it wrong. So everybody should disagree with it. No father should not be allowed to give water to his child. That's incredible. We can't understand it.
Well, that's why we need to make government smaller, Martin, so they can't have control over marriages
anymore. Regarding her husband, you know, just by marrying someone, you don't have the right of life over someone. If somebody beats up his wife, his right immediately disappears.
Yeah,
her husband lost his right to decide on her fate. Once he married, he has children from another woman, obviously he wants another life.
All right, Martin, thanks for the input. 800-259-9231. There you go. There's Martin in Europe. It's your show, but not anymore, because we're done for tonight. The whole Terri Schiavo thing, look, it's not us that wants to... We don't want to kill Terri Schiavo. I don't think most people...
I think she should be given to her parents, personally. I think the sanctity of marriage is a real issue.
Unfortunately, the government has taken control. The government has taken control of her life, and they control whether she lives or dies. It's not her parents. It's not the people who care. It's not her husband. It's not the hospital. It's the government who's making these decisions. And that's why we need smaller government to get them out of health care and get them out of the marriages, and let this be decided in a court somewhere.
I think too many people are ignoring and forgetting the fact that she supposedly said that if she were in that state, that she wouldn't want to live that way. And it's not about people killing her. It's not about her starving to death. It's about her right to decide when she should die.
And according to the government laws on marriage, she made that decision when she married him. Which, again, if we got government out of marriage, then everyone would be able to customize their marriage to their own situation. But we're done talking about this. We'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern. Log on, freetalklive.com.
If you're tired of...